Best-selling author Sapphire recently appeared at SUNY Ulster in Stone Ridge as part of a writer's series. Sapphire's first novel, Push, was made into the 2009 Academy Award-winning film Precious. Her second novel, a 2011 follow-up to Push, is The Kid. Push focused on Precious Jones, a heavyset African-American illiterate HIV-positive teen abused by her parents and impregnated by her father. The Kid is about her son, Abdul. Both novels bring to the fore social issues, and Sapphire, who is working on her third novel, has seen change since their publication.
I guess it was around 2013, and I'm not sure the exact date, but it's been recently, the Atlanta Center for Disease Control said for the first time in the history of the HIV movement, the rate of heterosexual transmission in black women went down. And I remember I just closed my eyes and said, I'm a part of that. My work was a part of that.
What about The Kid? What are you seeing in the aftermath of The Kid?
One of the things that happened with Push is that people would come up to me, social workers, teachers, women, and say, I've had experiences like that. And that rarely happened to me with The Kid. And I was in Chicago, and a young man came up to me, but he waited until everybody else was gone, you know, and there was just me and him there, and he said, that happened to me too. So what we do know about men is that early childhood abuse affects them almost as much as it does women, but it's taken not only as an assault on their personhood, it's taken as assault on their manhood and their masculinity, so they are far less likely to admit it. The depths to which the character Abdul descends at some point are horrifying in some ways. And when I was in St. Louis, I believe it was, I was doing a reading, and two professional women came up to me and said, "We see people like that every day." And so I thought, "Are you social workers?" Because that was the type of people who would come up to me with Push. And she says, "No, we're death row lawyers. And when we are reviewing these men's cases, the things you describe in The Kid are what happened to these men." And I was, of course, I was astounded.
Christina Jowers is a SUNY Ulster student who had Push clutched in her hands. She says it was worth the 20-year wait to meet Sapphire.
Being here and hearing her talk about Push gave me more of a push than I already had. I initially had the push from the book, you know, being 13 and being in an environment. I come from Red Hook Projects in Brooklyn. So, you know, I've seen a lot. And reading a book like that, it was like, oh, okay, there's someone else out there that can resonate, that I you know, look at my neighbors and say, oh, you... Shaquana knows what I'm going through because she lives on a block. You know, somebody else that's writing about the things that girls are going through or just living in a low-income environment, you know, and just knowing that through all adversities, you can make it. You can make it. I'm living proof.
Jowers is studying business and entrepreneurship and plans to open a catering business. Kim Wozencraft teaches English at SUNY Ulster.
We can be a kind of isolated, pale community up here, and to have artists from other areas come in and share their work and talk about really, really important issues on top of just sharing their work opens up a dialogue and maybe causes a few people to think twice about, I mean, I know it makes me think about what's going on, not just in the community, but in the nation and in the world as a whole. And it was really a great opportunity to have an open dialogue with somebody who's obviously thought deeply and critically about all these issues.
Sapphire, also a poet and activist, spoke about presidential politics in addition to writing.
I'm really proud of African-American women, despite the fact that the policies during the Clinton era hurt us badly. The you know, the three strikes and, you know, the mass incarceration, these were part of Bill Clinton's ideology. Also ending welfare as we know it, these were horrific things. But even given that 94% of African American women voted for Hillary Clinton versus 53% of white women voted for Trump. So even given the divisiveness of Clinton and some of the bad track record that she has had, enough African American women realize that her, that she had enough progressive qualities that she was a far better candidate than Donald Trump. So in that sense, I think, you know, our persistent socioeconomic position on the bottom has kept our eyes open. And so in that way, I feel energized, and I think that we will not just survive this this 4 years with this guy. We will become even more active, and we will get this guy out in 2020, and we will also be vigilant to make sure that as much progress as we have made, that no one turns back the hands of time. I mean, if this guy can throw out Roe Wade, then he can throw out the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Act and all these things, and we cannot allow that to happen. We cannot allow this country to go back to the 1950s. It may have been idyllic for white men in the 1950s, but in the 1950s, I couldn't drink from the same water fountain as a white child. Okay, so it was not heaven, you know.